Please stand as you're able for the presentation of the colors by our award-winning Columbia Fire Department Honor Guard, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. I'd now like to ask retired Battalion Chief James Weaver to come and lead us in our invocation.
Good evening. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for being our God and for being here with us as we gather to applaud this achievement. Thank you for all those who taught these recruits the skills necessary to meet their certification requirements to safely function on the emergency scene. Thank you for these recruits' hard work and dedication as they made this graduation possible. Thank you for giving a heart of love and compassion to these graduates that we honor this evening. And thank you for demonstrating your love and compassion through your selfless sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. Thank you for carefully designing and implementing a plan of redemption for all mankind through your faith, through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for your willingness and the willingness of these four men to serve the citizens of Columbia, no matter the cost. Please continue to increase their knowledge as they gain experience and wisdom in this noble profession. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to celebrate the completion of this challenging academy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Chief Weaver. Good evening and welcome. My name is Clayton Farr, Jr. I have the honor and privilege to be the fire chief for the Columbia Fire Department. Tonight, we honor our newest graduates from Basic Recruit School 2023-3. Along with the families and friends of our four newest Columbia firefighters, I'd like to recognize several special guests in attendance tonight. Columbia Mayor Pro Tem Nick Foster, along with Dr. Betsy Peters, Councilwoman, City of Columbia. I'd like to ask Mayor Pro Tem Foster to come forward and give remarks.
Good evening. Show of hands, how many of us have had cause to call the police department, the fire department? I know where I am. How many of us have had cause to call the fire department? A few. I have myself. But on one occasion here in Columbia, my next door neighbor called the fire department on my behalf. She called the fire department, and then she called me to say, I've called the fire department. You need to come home. I did, quickly, obeying all laws. And when I got there, the fire department got there ahead of me, and they were working on a smoldering fire at the very back of my yard in a pile of leaves. Now, I don't tell this story very often, but it seems this occasion is appropriate for it, and I'll tell you why. It's embarrassing. I was the cause of that fire. I had put some ashes from my fireplace out there, thinking they were fully dead and done. They weren't. And so there was smoke coming up from the leaves there. Not a full-blown fire, and the fire department took care of it in short order. But I was grateful that they were there, and I was grateful for the lesson that I learned. I want to congratulate these four gentlemen who we're recognizing tonight for the work they've done to graduate from the academy and for the work that you're going to do. Graduation is always a time for a sense of accomplishment, to take pride in what one has done and the work that one has put in to reach that point. And we are proud for you tonight. And I'm especially proud because I know that you are a part now of a fire department that is fully staffed. And Betsy Peters and I will attest that on part of the council, ooh, we like that a lot, a lot. So thank you for being willing to put yourself forward and to do this work. Now, I know that you have a sense of accomplishment about what you have done in going through the academy, and well, you should, 18 weeks of hard work to get where you are. In the weeks and months and years ahead, as you begin the work and as you become more familiar with the work, as you experience the work, I suspect you will have many other moments of accomplishment, because I imagine that those who fight fires in our community and who do the other things that firefighters do have that same sense of accomplishment when they are called upon and they meet the need of the moment. I'm also pretty confident that you haven't learned everything you need to know. And over the years that are ahead of you, as you meet the call when you're called upon, there will be occasions when you will be learning, but in each and every one of those circumstances, there is also the opportunity for satisfaction in the accomplishment of a job well done. One of the primary tasks of a city government, of a city council, is to provide for the safety of the people who live here. And the fire department is, of course, no small part of that. So I say a word of gratitude to you tonight, and a word of gratitude to the fire department as a whole for the work that you do on a daily basis and that you will do on a daily basis, and for the accomplishments that are ahead. Because of the work you do, we feel safer in this place that we call home. And so we cannot be anything less than grateful and say thank you to all of you. I'm so glad the mayor is away tonight so that I have the opportunity to do this. She's in California, and I'm here, and I'm grateful. Blessings on all of you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Foster. What else needs to be said? I think we're all done. Mayor Pro Tem Foster, Mayor Buffalo in her absence, members of council, chief officers, families and friends, fellow firefighters and instructors, welcome to each of you, all of the mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, colleagues, and friends who could be here this evening. It's a very exciting day for not only our graduating class, but for our department as well. It's been a long and challenging 18-week journey for our recruits. With over 700 combined hours of classroom and hands-on instruction, these recruits have successfully completed coursework in many topics, ranging from firefighting to technical rescue, hazardous materials response, fire apparatus driver operator, and advanced firefighter survival skills. They will receive multiple State of Missouri certifications as well as a Columbia Fire Department certificate of graduation. During their training, our recruits have acquired and sharpened many skills and knowledge they'll need to be successful in their fire service careers. They've learned to work as a team to accomplish their tasks and trained to do the very physical and highly demanding job which we ask them to perform for the citizens and visitors of our city each day. I'd like to personally thank our training division staff, Chief Training Officer James Paisley, Training Officers Michael Arnhart, Tony Bannister, and David Peters, as well as our safety and training officers, Captains Ryan Adams, Jeff Kaufman, and Joey Simmons, and the many on-shift fire personnel who contributed to our recruits' overall success. Also wish to acknowledge our Columbia Fire Department Executive Chief Officers, Deputy Chief John Ambra, Assistant Chief Jerry Jenkins, Assistant Chief Jeffrey Heidenreich, and Assistant Chief Lester Shoemake, along with our Senior Chief Officers, Division Chiefs Eric Kazat, Andrew Gray, and John Metz, Battalion Chiefs Peter Martin and Roger Mertensmeyer, and Administrative Staff, Angel Arnall, Darla Atkins, Skylar Clark, and Jenny Fortell. Without their efforts, none of the services you have come to expect from your Columbia Fire Department would be possible. I'd like for those staff please to stand and be recognized. Thank you. That makes them very uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable as well. I still vividly remember when I received the call way back in 1998, so eons ago. That same call you received a few months ago. I've been selected to serve this agency. It was such an honor. I still remember to this day. I was going to be a Columbia firefighter. I would imagine that all of you felt a great sense of pride the day you were notified and the day you were selected. And I suspect your family did as well. They were beaming with joy and admiration. I want you to cherish that moment and keep it with you always, as you also remember the immense responsibility that is interwoven with your position. I commend each of you for meeting our strenuous requirements. The fact that you are about to become a firefighter for the City of Columbia demonstrates that you have the drive, persistence, and sense of purpose to perform the unique duties our agency demands. There's a lot of talent and experience within this class, and you were not selected by accident. You were selected from an extensive list of applicants and endured a battery of interviews and tests just to become a recruit. Now you've successfully completed our rigorous training program, and you should be very proud. You are now members of an elite agency within our country with a unique mission, and failure is not an option. You're now part of a legacy of 149 years spanning back to the Columbia Fire Company, organized by a group of 48 citizens in 1875. The Columbia Fire Department was established in 1901 in April, and we have never, not even once, not even through two world pandemics, closed our doors or failed to provide service to our citizens. Like the hundreds of men and women before you, you are the next generation to accept this solemn mission. Since the original Columbia Fire Company in 1875, our mission has not changed. It has not stopped, and we stand ready to meet today's challenges. As you know from your training, the Columbia Fire Department strives for excellence, for competence, from top to bottom in fulfilling its emergency response, community education, as well as our planning and prevention missions. Are we perfect? No. Are we trying? Absolutely. We're committed to providing highly trained professionals who are well equipped to respond effectively to the needs of our customers. The fire service's core values, stewardship, teamwork, integrity, continuous improvement, customer service, communication. Do not be tempted to think that these are just words or just benign terms. Rather, they are expectations, the moral code which binds us together. For just as the oath you'll take shortly states, worthy of trust and confidence. And we want you to meet those five words, worthy of trust and confidence. It's the legacy of this agency and the sacrifices of those who came before you. Each of you are now part of our fire service family and are connected to previous generations of firefighters by a web of invisible obligations which hold this second family together. Invisible obligations don't get embedded in the human psyche overnight. It is said an organizational culture takes about 100 years to mature, or about four generations. So to be specific, when George Klingbeil became Columbia's first fire chief in 1901, the department was a small, paid force of five. We have 182.5 authorized staff today. And within the first 20 months of its establishment, the Columbia Fire Company responded to 34 alarms of fire with a total involved property that was valued at $183,000 then, about $6.6 million today. They had a total fire loss of $22,100, which is about $798,000 today, which is remarkable for the tools and equipment they had available to them. This first generation of firefighters set the tone and style for the future of this agency. An organizational culture is a product of time, successes, failures, sufferings, and just plain hard work. After 100 or so years, deep roots are developed and a corporate memory evolves. While another agency can employ persons and purchase equipment similar to the Columbia Fire Department, it cannot buy this corporate memory. This is a priceless commodity, but all organizational assumptions will be scrutinized by every generation. In May 1962, General of the Army Douglas MacArthur said, "Duty, honor, country." These three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, and what you will be. Just like those West Point cadets that General MacArthur spoke to that day, you must be equally dedicated to your mission to prevail in those moments most trying to your neighbors. Your training will give you the decisive edge. I suspect your generation will face some mighty daunting tasks, but I know that not only will you endure, you will prevail, and that will be your destiny. That destiny will be determined by your commitment to the mission and to this agency. H.P. Blavatsky said it best in describing the character of those who choose to dedicate themselves to duty, honor, and country. She said, "The more thou dost advance, the more thy feet pitfalls will meet. The path that leadeth on is lighted by one fire, the light of daring burning in the heart. The more one dares, the more he shall obtain. The more he fears, the more that light shall pale, and that alone can guide." We see a vision of that light of daring and what it looks like in real life in this class and in the members of the Columbia Fire Department. A vision that comes from a deep sense of humility. Only through service and sacrifice can one truly be alive and truly give back. For you, I have a vision. I challenge you to put the mission first, the men of the department second, and yourself last. For the mission here is to serve others. You be the person who lights the path of that light, daring in the next generation of firefighters by having incredible character and selfless devotion to duty, honor, and above all else, service to your community. We expect it. No, we demand it, and your community deserves it. You be the individuals of whom General MacArthur spoke, whose lives stand as living examples of what a true servant ought to be, can be, and with hard work, passion, and dedication, will be. Don't be fooled. Some people are jealous of those who are doing better than them. If you do all the right things, excel, and bring positive energy to your fire station and those around you, you will have critics. But don't worry about the haters. Don't let them slow you down. Unfortunately, some of those who are not happy with themselves tend to struggle to find honor in those who are. Do not let the critics slow you down. Not only will it cause you to change your values and diminish your own potential, you'll actually give them something else to criticize. In this organization, you get to choose what the critics criticize, and if you're pursuing excellence, I promise you will be able to sleep well and inspire others along the way. Heraclitus said, "Out of every 100 men they send me, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we're lucky to have them. They will make the battle. But the one is the warrior, and he will bring the others home." You be that one, that warrior, who has a never give up attitude. That doesn't mean putting others down in order to elevate yourself. As our own Chief John Metz says, who's in his absence, "Give all out effort and do your job. Have an all in attitude." Because of our members' devotion to duty and sacrifice, untold hundreds of people have been able to continue life with their loved ones. All of you have made sacrifices which bring you here tonight. However, to whom much is given, much is required. Tonight, you will find yourselves being elevated to a higher level of responsibility and accountability. We must keep in mind that as dedicated, as committed, and as passionate as we may be to our mission, we must never forget why we are here, and we are here to serve. We're outside the fishbowl looking into other people's lives. We get to see people at their best and at their worst. For you see, you rise to the occasion when others are having their very worst day. Our service thrives on solving problems. You'll replace a smoke detector battery. You might change a tire. You'll help someone back into their easy chair and even comfort a family as they witness death take their loved one from them. We will go where others dare not, and we will enter as others are leaving. We will help the helpless whenever and wherever, because that's just what we do. You have to be a person who understands that it takes all walks of life, all types of personalities, education, backgrounds, to make up this thing we call society. Don't ever forget why you are here. We exist to help people, and you are here to serve. Who do we serve, you might ask? The citizens are our number one focus. They may not look like you, they may not smell like you, speak like you, or live where you live, but they count on you. When they call 911, even when it may seem trivial to you, it's possibly their worst day ever. And our citizens need you. They're someone's grandmother, someone's child, somebody loves them, or at least used to. You may be all they have. Because the citizens of this great city love you, they've literally given us and you the keys to every business, school, and church in this town. They welcome you into their homes with open arms and expect you to care for their family and their possessions like they're your own. No other group has earned this level of respect from our citizens. And you'd better not disrespect them. Their families, where they choose to or must live, what they do or don't do, or who they are. Don't forget that our citizens don't owe you anything. You owe them everything for giving us and you the honor and the privilege of wearing that badge that we're going to pin on you in a little while. If this is something you can wrap your mind around and get behind, then welcome. If you can't come to terms with these expectations, then we need to talk tonight. This organizational capital that we exchange with our citizens is priceless. Now it's your turn to make a difference. All the training, all the preparations your instructors have put you through must come together to make our citizens' bad day just a little better. Remember, you represent our elected officials, you represent the fire chief, you represent the citizens, and you represent your fellow firefighters, those who have come before you, and we're all depending on that. And we're depending on you. Don't ever forget that. Our second customer group is each other. Remember, this job is not about you. This job is about we. It's about us. We have spent the last 18 weeks teaching and reinforcing the we concept of our organization. We're not looking for people to come in and just break windows, throw ladders, and squirt water. For sure, be excited about the opportunities you're going to have to meet those challenges of your job. We want you to be excited, making that bad time just a little bit better. But there's a lot more to this profession than that. Take this calling to do the very best you can with this opportunity. We have taught you much during your training, yet there is so much more to learn. You should have no free time soon while you're on duty. I will repeat that. You should have no free time soon while you're on duty. You don't have time for chit-chatting and coffee. You should listen and learn. Every day is a training day, and you should learn something about this profession each day. You should be studying equipment, tools, reading periodicals, learning to perfect your craft. If you're not an expert on every piece of equipment on that apparatus that you're assigned to that day, you should have no time for anything else. You should be the first one to work every morning and don't let anyone beat you. You be the first to check your equipment, your tools, your air pack. Become an expert on whatever truck you're riding on that day. If you find something broken, notify someone and fix it. You should be the first one to the truck after receiving an alarm and the first one to the door to answer that citizen's call for help. Your life and the lives of our customers will depend on your readiness to answer that call. Be the first to load hose after a working fire. Be the one to clean the bathroom and do other nasty jobs when needed. Don't expect someone else to do it. That's your job, and will be for a little while. Don't gossip, Never say anything which could harm someone else. You've received the finest fire training available. And I would say that we have several instructors throughout this auditorium now who have gone throughout our state and our region instructing. And I will repeat that. You have received the finest fire training available. You've been certified to meet the rigorous standards set forth to be a Columbia firefighter. So when there's an emergency, stay calm and just perform the task to the best of your ability. Finally, stay with your company officer. Do not freelance. Never, ever give up. Stay in the fight until the battle is won or you're told it's time to back out. People are depending on you. Your physical traits will not define you. Your heart will. And when your body is drained of its very ability to move, your mind will cause your body to do things you thought impossible. Be a part of something larger than yourselves and take great pride when we pin that Maltese cross on your left breast. The great philosopher Plato said, quote, "It does not matter if the cobblers and masons fail to do their jobs well, but if the guardians fail, the democracy will crumble," end quote. In other words, if not us, if not you, then who? You're beginning your career at a critical time in our agency's history. Never before has the fire service faced such challenges of reduced recruitment, increasing turnover, rapidly expanding customer expectations, explosive community growth, population density, and emergency call volume, sometimes resulting in member exhaustion. We also face the willingness of some in our society to engage in violent acts against our members. The fire service and all public safety agencies as guardians must succeed. This is a great opportunity for you to show that we're on the right path. As you graduate tonight as probationary firefighters, you become a caretaker of the sacred trust. And that is immensely important to the world. You will assume your place as a caretaker of the noblest of traditions. You are the new caretakers. This unspoken understanding transcends all geographic and natural boundaries. It transcends all personal differences. It is our uniting force. It is what makes a firefighter call another brother or sister, and why those words have deep meaning, something that when spoken from firefighter to firefighter, that's the case more than any other in society. This is what makes duty, honor, and self-sacrifice not some mysterious concept of an idealized yesteryear, but rather an unchangeable way of life today. But it's not easy. Nothing good ever is. To be a caretaker is a great responsibility. You can't take a break from it. You can't go on vacation from it. Whatever you do, wherever you go, in or out of the fire station, even out for dinner at a restaurant, when people know you're a firefighter, your behavior on or off duty reflects upon all of us. Lead by example. We always have to be nice so that young child knows that yours is a worthy role model. There is no other profession with this level of public trust. Go to the auto mechanic, and people will drill them to be sure they make the right diagnosis, order the right parts, and don't charge too much. Call for an appliance repair. We'll want a second and third opinion to make sure that the first person knew what they were talking about altogether. But now you show up at someone's doorstep just after midnight as they've called for their sick child. When they know you're a firefighter, they'll willingly give you their child. Zero questions asked, no second opinions requested. As even a total stranger to them, they know you will do your very best and that their child is in capable hands. Tonight, you formally enter the ranks of a service that will define you and you it. As our organization continues to evolve and grow, we will count on you to be the future of the fire service. We need you to be ready for the challenges the fire service will face and lead those who will come after you. The people here, me, the people to your left, and the people behind you, they'll be gone someday. And our community needs to know that you will be ready to help our agency remain successful. When you see a retired firefighter, treat them with all the respect in the world because they deserve it. I will ask each of you as you take your oath tonight to be mindful of the footsteps in which you walk. Remember the men and women who came before you over the last 149 years and who have dedicated their lives to our mission, our duty, and to each other. Throughout the past 4.5 months, you've developed a strong sense of teamwork and camaraderie within your class. I hope you'll take this sense of team purpose and vision wherever your fire service career leads you. With everything said, I want to stress that while your work is very important, your relationships with your family are even more so. I realize we consider the fire service our second family, but the family I'm referring to tonight is the one that got you here. The ones who you say I love you to as you leave for work, the ones whose pictures are on your phone, in your wallet, in your helmet, in your lockers, the family that instilled in you the values and the character that helped you choose the fire service as your life's career. They are our third group of customers. And something they may not say out loud is that they're a little nervous about your career choice. Oh, they're very proud of you, make no mistake. But they worry about your safety. And they're entrusting our elected officials, the fire chief, and the staff to make sure you come back home safely after every shift. During my fire service career, I've developed many close friendships, but in the end, we must never forget the sacrifices our family makes. Recruits, tonight your true responsibilities begin. To your community, to the Columbia Fire Department, and most importantly, to yourselves and your families. Throughout the course of your career, you will experience highs and lows not found in any other career. You will see and experience firsthand situations no one ever should have to see. Through it all, lean on each other and remain focused on our mission of upholding the Columbia Fire Department's proud tradition of delivering the highest level of customer service through exceptional emergency response, education, planning, and prevention. One of the most traditional and important milestones of any firefighter's career is the moment your very first badge is pinned on your uniform. This is not a right granted to just anyone. It is a distinct privilege, a privilege reserved for a very select few, and it calls for a higher level of personal sacrifice and integrity. The badge is symbolic of your belonging to our team and means you have met our high standards for this job, including physical strength and stamina, sacrifice, leadership, courage, and compassion. Your community and your fellow firefighters expect you to be excellent problem solvers who can make sound decisions quickly and be ready to serve at a moment's notice. Tonight, I will ask each recruit to come forward to receive their badge. So for our recruits, I'd be honored to pin your badge for you. However, if you have someone special to pin your badge, please have them come forward when your name is called. Are you ready? Spencer Budd. Or if you do poke him hard. Michael Burke. You should see the smile. Zachary Cram. Thank you. Chase Huffman. The Columbia Fire Department Basic Recruit School can at times be described as a grueling and arduous journey toward a distinct goal of completion, and sometimes just endurance and survival. For each basic recruit class, we identify members who exhibit extraordinary performance during their training. These individuals meet our highest standards of excellence. Tonight, I have the distinct privilege of presenting achievement awards to two members of this class. The first is the Academic Achievement Award. And this award is presented to the individual who, out of 11 total examinations during the course of their training, finished with the highest overall academic standing among the recruits. The member receiving tonight's award is Zachary Cram. The second award is the Distinguished Graduate Award. This award, voted on by fellow classmates, is presented to the individual who exemplifies the very best of the fire service: humility, responsibility, professionalism, collaboration, and compassion. Distinguished graduates should provide an example to all graduates and members of our organizations of the standards we value and of the abilities which have made our organizations what they are today. The member receiving tonight's Distinguished Graduate Award, Spencer Budd. Each basic recruit school is filled with many hours of classroom instruction, along with indoor and outdoor practical skills training designed to reinforce classroom concepts. While some topics can be more exciting than others, I would say our recruits would agree, they have all come together to make our recruits who they are seated before you tonight. If you've been wondering how these recruits have been spending their recent days and weeks, we prepared a short presentation we hope will give you some insight. We'll have a slideshow. I have not seen it. It always makes me nervous.
Free!
My sincere appreciation to our training staff for putting that together. I saw smiles on your faces, so that's good. To our families, I want to personally thank each of our family members in attendance tonight and over our live stream for entrusting us with such an amazing group of recruits. It has been our absolute pleasure to have them in our training program. As they transition from our training division to our emergency services division in the coming days, if they should return home to you after a shift and seem a little different as a result of something they may have witnessed, please have patience and empathy, and most of all, keep them close, keep them lifted up. I am privileged and proud to be the fire chief of this great organization. I very much respect our distinguished past and have high expectations for you, our future. Your days ahead as a member of our organization will be exciting and filled with both challenges and opportunities. Take advantage of these opportunities and help make this organization one that every member would be proud to be a part of. Honor, dedication, and commitment are the foundation of our profession. Tonight, I have the distinct honor of administering your oaths, authorizing you to perform at your highest levels at times when your community members may have their greatest need. Most important, however, is commending you to the entire world as being worthy of trust and confidence. As always, remember the citizens of our collective community have the right to expect this, and those we serve and protect deserve it. For our newest Columbia Fire Department members, we will now administer the oath of office. Recruits, please stand. Face me. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I
do solemnly swear that I possess all qualifications for the position of firefighter for the city of Columbia, Missouri. That I am not subject to any of the disqualifications set forth in the charter of the city of Columbia. That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Missouri, and the charter and ordinances of the city of Columbia, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my position. So help me God. Hands down. Recruits, I want you to know that I have your backs, and we, all of us in uniform, have your backs and your best interests in mind, and we will do all we can never to let you slip. Effective as of this moment, you are no longer to be referred to as recruits. You are now Columbia Fire Department probationary firefighters. Welcome to your next chapter in your careers. Please turn, face your families, and receive the celebration you deserve. Please be seated. To close out this evening, I would like to ask retired Battalion Chief James Weaver to lead us in our benediction.
Congratulations. Let's pray, guys. Please. Lord, we thank you for this evening. Please protect our firefighters as they give themselves to this community. Please, Lord, come alongside and strengthen them during the dangerous and difficult times. Please protect their families as these brave men serve us. Bless these responders as they build lifelong friendships in their fire service family. Help them to strengthen and encourage each other through their careers and beyond. Help them, Lord, lay the heavy burdens from this career at your feet, for nothing is too hard for you. Please bring peace into these servants' lives and fight those battles for them. Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing. Thank you for your hand upon the lives of these firefighters as they move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, as Joshua prepared to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, the Lord said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Weaver. This concludes our ceremony tonight. Thank you all for joining us and sharing this special evening with us. We have refreshments available just outside the council chamber for your enjoyment. Thank you, and have a good night. I'd like to see the recruits up here, please.